The report is based on survey data collected between 2005 and 2009, 3 years of economic growth plus 2 years of recession. It uses several different measurements, and in all of them, Oregon, Idaho, and Washington have lower than average levels of income inequality, that is, the spread between high wage earners and low wage earners. In fact, the Northwest is like most areas of the country, except some key places that pull up the national average of income disparity. Places like New York, Miami, LA, Houston, and the Bay Area.
Basically, I would describe it this way. There are a cluster of hotspots of income inequality, and then there's everyone else.
That's Eric DePlace of the Seattle-based Sightline Institute, a conservation-oriented think tank. Even though the Northwest has a lower ratio of disparity compared with the country as a whole, he argues,
doing better than the national average is clearing a pretty low bar.
The Census Bureau analysis comes on the heels of a report out this week from the Congressional Budget Office on distribution of household income. It found that the top 1% of earners more than doubled their portion of the nation's income in the last 30 years. DePlace says rural parts of the Northwest may not be seeing as dramatic disparities in income compared with the urban centers.
There aren't the extremes of high-income earners in rural areas. Incomes tend to be quite a bit lower in rural areas. You certainly do see relatively high rates of poverty in many rural areas, though not all.
He notes one surprising statistic in the Census Bureau report. The Seattle area, despite being home to billionaires like Bill Gates, is still below the national average for income inequality. In fact, it ranks just above Portland. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.